United Nations Special Representative to the Secretary General Yan Prunk has been given 72 hours to leave Sudan. Prunk last week wrote on his website that the Sudanese army had lost two key battles against rebels in Darfur. Prunk charged that some Sudanese troops are refusing to fight, and he said some generals have been fired. The Sudanese armed forces denied Prunk's claim and called for his expulsion from the country. Sudanese Foreign Ministry spokesman Ali Sadiq told VOA that Prunk is also at odds with the government over statements he made about the Darfur peace agreement.
This decision has to do with the recent statement issued by Mr. Prunk in his private website, in which he said that the government of Sudan not implement the Darfur peace agreement and is deceiving those who signed the TPA. We consider this statement unwarranted, affect the situation in Darfur region.
The United Nations was not available for comment on Prunk's dismissal. In August, Sudan began a military offensive against rebels in northern Darfur who have refused to sign on to a peace agreement with the Sudanese government. Only one faction of the rebel Sudan Liberation Movement signed on to the deal. Others refused, complaining that the peace agreement did not meet their demands of power sharing and monetary compensation for some 3 million victims of the conflict. Last week, Darfuri rebels and Sudanese troops clashed along Sudan's porous border with Chad, sending hundreds of injured rebels and soldiers streaming into the Chadian town of Bahai. The 3-year Darfur conflict began when rebels attacked government positions in Darfur, complaining that the remote region remained undeveloped due to neglect by the central government. Sudan is charged with arming militias to crush the rebellion. Tens of thousands of people have died and more than 2 million have been displaced by the fighting. Noel King for VOA News, Khartoum.